course, now in session with Honorable Johnson H. Link presiding.
I talked to Ms. Grenier. She said that she'd been feeling not particularly well since jury selection. She didn't say what part of jury selection. And that she'd gone to see her physician on Monday, who had given her some antibiotics but told her not to take them unless certain things happened, which I think from her explanation was if she was able to produce phlegm or whatever. Yesterday when she went home, she said that she was nauseous most of the afternoon, began taking the antibiotics, and plans to call her physician today. Her words were, I'm hopeful that the antibiotics will kick in real quickly and I'll be better. That's pretty much a summation of what she said. She said, I just can't tell you. I don't know. And I told her that that was understandable and that part of our concern in these cases was always that if there was like a 24-hour flu going around, we might have it spreading through the jury. And that's one of the things we took into consideration when we decided what to do. So I guess we have additional information, not non-definitive type.
If it is bacterial, she should by tomorrow, if she started taking these yesterday, by tomorrow she should start seeing some difference. If it isn't, then she's in the same condition. Then
if it's bacterial and the antibiotics given are the ones that address that bacteria,
exactly.
I would think that if it's a thing that's been going around the peninsula and handed hand to hand for the last 2 years, I think they've at least identified the bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
She did say that, well, I told you, I think she's going to call her physician, see if he has any more to offer. I'm ambivalent. I see advantages to excusing her and disadvantages, maybe potentially extreme disadvantages to not excusing her.
Our consideration is practical. We cannot afford a mistrial. Financially, we can't afford a mistrial. So our request would be that we give the juror today, see how her antibiotics go, see what the doctor says to her. If she can't go tomorrow, then we'll agree to excuse her and proceed.
Mr. Wolf.
Well, I'm also ambivalent, although I would like to get a couple of witnesses on today. I've got Dr. Falico, who's flown in, should be arriving right now.
Who's he?
The state medical examiner.
He's the new Mike Probst?
Yes, sir. New and improved, I think.
Amen to that.
I'm not touching that.
You never know who's going to do your own autopsy.
That's true.
And of course, Dr. Powers, but I think we've got arrangements worked for him.
Is the ME on the airplane?
Yes, he probably arrived about 5 minutes ago.
Too bad there's no fish this time of year.
Right, from the door.
Well, whether we're talking about financial considerations or time constraints, I don't think we can afford to run the risk under the circumstances. So I'll continue the trial for 1 day. This Ms. Grenier did promise to call in. I told her to ask for me if I was available or the jury clerk otherwise to report. Or the jury clerk that will be taking the message, if it's reported to her, is one of our better reporters of these things.
I wonder, I'm hoping to have Dr. Falico get on a plane, say, around 11 tomorrow, if we can ensure that he'll be done. And I don't anticipate more than 45 minutes. I wonder if
he's going to be very short.
Okay, then I'll proceed in that fashion.
Yeah, he will definitely be out of here.
Well, which one's he now? Is he the one with leukemia?
He's a state medical examiner.
Oh, that guy. All right. But we got one guy that's ill, right?
That's the one we're doing. I just sent Skip out to make arrangements for a video depot.
Okay. And you're going to do that here? Or?
Actually, I think we'll go over to Lenny's office.
Doesn't matter to me. If you're going to do it here, I'll just make arrangements.
No, we'll go over there. Since we did other depots there, they can see the same setting for the depots.
That's fine.
Well, he's got to fly in there. He's got to come in from the sea long, so the guy that's doing the depot.
Well, are there other issues before? I mean, I'm about to go excuse the jury. I don't want them sitting around waiting to find out they're going to be excused.
That's fine, Judge.
All right, and then we can cover the evidentiary issues?
Sure.
And well, let's go off record.